Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing day. It's Sunday. This is the day that we are supposed to rest, according to spiritual beliefs. The day of rest. But really, I think that Sundays are the day of no cursing at each other, no fighting, no getting nasty. It's funny because I didn't know any of the things about rest and, you know, like keep it holy. And I remember back in the day, I was in a horrific relationship when I was younger. And every time he'd start up, for some reason, I'd be like, no, stop, it's Sunday. And they would crack up laughing. But I just needed one day of the week where there just wasn't a shit show. But anyway, good memories. Hope you're having a beautiful day. I really want to feel the vibration of my heart every time that I'm recording these episodes for all of us. And when I'm in it and doing it, I'm feeling my emotions. I'm feeling past emotions, present emotions, future emotions. But the emotion that I'm going to allow myself and make myself feel are the vibrations and feelings from my heart. Because when I do these, my intent is to help people. I love the fact that I could record, that I could say the things that are on my mind. I can express myself. I love that I can, my intent is to help people and be authentic and be honest. And I also love the fact that I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be in a particular setting. I don't need a freaking camera. I don't need to look perfect and my hair done. I could just sit and do this wherever I want, at any time I want. And I really, truly want to help people and share the theories and knowledge that I have, because I really do believe that my words are worthwhile. I believe that my intent is worthwhile. I believe that I can really help somebody because I've helped myself. And if I could help myself, I could definitely help others. I am a caregiver. I care for people that have disabilities. I've worked with people with mental disabilities, but now I work with people with physical disabilities. So, and this is just, I fell into this by accident. I went to school, I graduated with my bachelor's degree in psychology, and then I never went forward for my master's. That's a long story, but it's not that long. Basically, when you go into a college, if you're not sitting with somebody who's doing their job, they don't lead you correctly. I wanted to be a psychologist whom can open up their own practice in their home. And I was led in the complete wrong direction. In New York State, and I think Connecticut, New Jersey, all of that, you have to have a degree in social work. That's the route that you have to be on. You don't get a degree in psychology. Who would have known? Well, if you're sitting with a guidance counselor, it's a guidance counselor. They're supposed to tell you these things and know these things. So here I am. I did all of this work, which I'm glad I did, because it teaches you a lot of things, being responsible, being going, you know, showing up for the classes, being dedicated, doing my work. Like it does other things for you. Determination, you know, all of that stuff. So the schooling is good. But when you fucking go to school, you want to be able to leave there to do what you wanted to do. So I have the bachelor's degree in psychology, which should have been a bachelor's degree in social work, in order for me to get a master's degree in social work and then do as I said. But for whatever reason, I guess it wasn't meant to be. I currently take care of people. That's my job. I am there to make them happy, to help them, to love them. And so my calling has always been to help people. That makes me feel so complete inside. And that's how I know that's for me. And so when I do these recordings, I want to feel that energy in my heart, my intent in a vibration. I may know my intent in my mind and in my heart, but I want to feel the intent, that be in that feeling of my intent of have had helped somebody or helping somebody. And so I'm gonna start doing these with that feeling. And I'm going to see how it changes, how many more people start listening. And it's amazing. Like, it's like a little test to see, you know, how they, I don't know if you've ever heard, but manifesting, they say you have to feel the feeling of what it is you want, even if you don't have it fully yet. And I do have listeners and people that obviously enjoy listening to this, but I want to see what the change is really going to be when I feel that emotion while doing these. So if you're listening to this, I just want to let you know that I absolutely want to help you. You could be somebody I know listening. Maybe we didn't do well in life together. Maybe we did. Maybe we went our separate ways, whatever the case may be, but I still want to help you. I absolutely want to help you. And, I love that. I love that that's really what I feel and that's really what's true. And if I don't know you, I absolutely want to help you. I have all of this love inside of me that I want to give. It's never ending. It's always there. It never goes away. And I want to share it with people. Even if it's somebody that I never even meet, I want to share that this love, this purpose that's inside of me. And so I hope that I help you. I hope that my words are encouraging and that they help you see the hope inside of you. You know, we all have hope inside of us, but when we aren't aware of that hope, it's not good. We need somebody sometimes to say, hey, look at the hope inside of you. You know, let's open that little door in you that's filled with hope. Hope in everything that you want. Just being in peace, just being in happiness, just whatever you have to live in hope. And I hope that I give you hope. I hope that I help you and that I open that door inside of you of hope. Love, peace, and happiness. And I really hope that all of the dreams of your heart become reality. Anything that's true, that's inside of your heart, is beautiful. And so I want those beautiful creations in your heart to become your reality. Any of the crap, like we say, oh, there's evil people and stuff like that, they're not dreaming with their heart, they're dreaming with their mind. They're dreaming with their anxieties, with their anger, with their frustration. You know, is there really truly a purely evil person? I think that there's people who don't know their heart, that have never felt it, that have never known it's there, that never got to know it, that never opened the door to it, that never opened the door to hope. So, but there is a heart in everyone. And if we look inside of our hearts, it's an endless place of love, an endless place of peace, an endless place of hope, of beauty. And we all have that. We all have it. We just have to find it. And I really hope that our journey together helps us find it together.